The Reds looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Rockies. 92-year-old World War II veteran Stuart Boone playing the national anthem on July 4th. We pick it up, game tied at 1 in the second. Billy Hamilton with two men on facing Kyle Freeland.
Hamilton going to come through with his second hit of this game, and it's going to drive in a pair. Good clutch hit right there by Billy Hamilton. Scores Schaebler, scores Barnhart. And the Reds have regained the lead. It's 3-1.
Billy went right down there to get a pitcher's pitch. Freeland makes a good one down around the ankles, and Billy Hamilton drops enough with a bat head on it to get it into left field.
Swing and a miss. A split-fingered fastball off the outside corner. And a swing and a miss, and Bailey gets the strikeout. Two down. And a ground ball to the right side. Peraza's got it on the run. Throws on the run. And Bailey works around the first two singles of the inning.
Long drive, left field. That's going to be a fair ball, and that's going to be a home run. He got every last bit of that ball. Peraza.
Oh, cracks this ball out into right center field. That'll get him a run batted in. Scooter Jeanette will bat for Peralta here in the eighth. Scooter gets it into deep right, and that's going to be a pinch hit. Two-run homer for Jeanette.
The Reds snap a two-game skid, winning at 8-1. Homer Bailey's first victory of the year, allowing one run in six innings, striking out three. Billy Hamilton and Jose Peraza each tally two hits and drive in two runs. The Reds snap a two-game skid. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
Yeah, you know, really fastball command. And I thought as the game went on, he was able to do whatever he needed to do with the slider, so he didn't have to concede. I mean, it's a good hitting ball club for sure. And he was able to get back into some counts with a breaking pitch, which was a nice option. And it got him away from really just having to pump fastballs right. And fastball counts. And that's kind of at times what hurt him in his first two starts was predictability. And when he was behind in the count, I thought he was aggressive with the fastball, well located. And I think when you see the fastball location as good as it was tonight, typically that's the step in the direction that we want to be headed. We did, and I alluded to Tucker, but you know, Tucker walked three times. I thought that one of the biggest at-bats was walking ahead of Homer. And went into a situation where Homer was able to bunt him into a second and third situation and get to Billy, and Billy drives in the two runs, I think, in the second inning. And that was a big at-bat. And then he walked again ahead of and got it with two outs to get to Jeanette, and Jeanette hits the two-run Homer. And, you know, in this ballpark, there's every run that you can tack on when you have a lead is it ends up feeling like it's the most important run that you've scored. And even in an 8-1 game there in the ninth, you know, I never feel very comfortable in this place. And I've seen enough games here to where, you know, no lead seems really comfortable in this park.
Billy Hamilton, a nice game with two hits and two RBIs. He spoke to the media afterwards.
Yeah, it feels good to do that and get started early. Like I said, we're one of those teams that want to get going early so we can have momentum through the game. But like I said, coming off a little back injury, so I was glad to get it going earlier today. And Duvy drove me in. It was a big two-out hit. So like I said, just when I get on, like that's the motto, as I always say, I get on, we go. So I had to do my job, and I did it tonight, and Duvy brought me in.
And you got involved in the RBI parade tonight. Your two RBI hit ended up being the game winner.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I knew I had to get those guys in. You know, Tucker and Peraza was on base. Who's on base?
I can't even remember.
Me either, but like two guys was on base. But like I said, it was something I had to get done, and ended up coming through with, like, it wasn't one of my best hits, but it got it done. So like I said, it was a big two run for us to get us going that inning.
Homer Bailey gets his first win of the season, allowing one run in six frames.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many hits we gave up, but there were a lot of singles. So when you see stuff like that, singles, yeah. Say that again.
All singles.
All singles. Yeah. That's impressive. Yeah. That's hard to do. You know what? When you're seeing that kind of contact, then you just kind of have to stay with what you're doing. You know, seeing guys, ground balls, stuff like that. The first inning, I think you gave up a run on three singles or three real soft hit balls. So, you know, just experience just tells you to stay within yourself. You're making good pitches and just keep going after them.
You have to caution yourself not to read too much into one start. You know what I mean? I mean, this is baseball. It's a step in the right direction, like they're saying, but you got to guard against overconfidence. You know what I mean?
No, I've had a lot of bad starts. I'm pretty good at overcoming them. That's why I didn't really get too worried about it. You know, you just keep grinding away.
Up next, the series against the Rockies continues on Wednesday with Scott Feldman on the hill.